Hi, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I actually had Bobby on the other line. Can I catch you in?
Yes, and I... Yes, please do.
Yeah, no worries. Hold on one second.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Bobby.
Oh, good, good.
And gentlemen, hi, and I want to apologize for my tardiness. I was tied up on another line, and I just could not get them to stop talking long enough to dial you. I don't like being late. It is my biggest pet peeve in the world. So
no worries.
Thank you for your patience.
sure. It worked out good. So, yeah, as I mentioned, Gail, Bobby really does, all of our marketing. He's helping to renovate our website. With the consultant that he knows. And, as we discussed, what we really wanted to kind of cover today is, how much of what you were talking to me about might either, complement what we're doing or maybe be, directly in, competition with what Bobby's doing. So I just figured maybe you could just lay out what, your offering was, and I'll just let Bobby kind of ask questions as we go along.
That'd be great. And Bobby, did you have any questions or anything you wanted to mention to me before I kind of run through what we do?
No. Okay. Nothing more than we're currently setting up just some simple forms for intake of leads that will either go into a database or directly through email. And
our
intention is to, work through Google AdWords and the various different online social media platforms to boost posts in order to boost more leads.
Fantastic. Okay, that's an awesome start. That's an awesome start. And I had looked at your website the other day, I believe. Let me just pull it back up. It would be quicker. Refresh my memory on your web address again one more time.
It's intira.net.
intira.net.
Yeah, it's currently going through a lot of revisions. As I mentioned on our last call, we had set the website up maybe 3-4 years ago. We were kind of really focused in a lot of commercial services and solar. Our company has evolved quite a bit, but, we hadn't really been focusing on our website. Now we're starting to get more into some residential services, specifically residential solar and residential roofing. That's when we started talking to Bobby to help us, bring our website up to date. So I wouldn't say what we have today is even closely representative to what it's going to look like when we're finished.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're using the website right now for representation, we're better off having this conversation in a week and a half, 2 weeks.
No worries.
We're building out and going to...
Are you still there?
Updating the content.
Gotcha. Okay. And no worries that your website is still being revised. That's no problem. And actually, it actually makes it a good time to start SEO because then we can work with what you are doing as you go, and we can have everything in place by the time you're ready, hopefully. We can make everything line up that way. So,
okay.
So I was mentioning to Bill, so we're Local Splash, by the way, and so we were talking about getting you first page placement on Google and Bing. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, so that means that we've gotten certifications from Google. We're one of the longest standing partners, apparently, of Google. So what happens is we kind of get first word when new listings become available, when changes are being made. So what that lets us do is as algorithms change or if any other little things change along the way, we're always able to continually make those micro adjustments once we're underway to make sure that you actually stay up in the search engines. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I, so just what services really are you providing? Is it Google AdWords? What are the major services?
Good question. So our primary focus is local SEO. However, as a Google partner, we can also offer you Google AdWords. I've got packages that do include the Google AdWords and Facebook ads as well. If that's something, since you're Have you started the Google Ads yet?
No, not yet.
Good. That's fantastic. The reason I say that, I'm sorry, that you may not think it's fantastic. I talked to a gentleman earlier today who had shelled out oodles and oodles and oodles of just shotgun approach Google, Facebook, or Google and Facebook ads, and he just wasn't getting the results. But it was because there was no real focus to it.
Our intention right now is just to start out with more of a localized and take some of the cheaper words. We're going to try and go for more of the city space and solar. We're not going for New Jersey solar or any of the expensive words at the moment. Then we're going to refine from there. Just because I know how expensive it is. All the big players, everyone goes after the simple stuff, but I'm going to be after, Edison solar. I'm going to be after Metuchen solar. I'm going to be after, localized cheaper words. I'm not paying through the nose for clicks that aren't worth anything, and specializing in that. So, I mean, that's definitely our focus to start. I'm not competing with the big stuff.
Okay. I'm glad you, Bill, did you have something to add? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. No worries. I thought I was cutting you off. I didn't want to do that.
No worries.
So, good news is that we can target whatever keywords you would like to use as long as they're services that you offer. You can have multiple keywords. That's no problem. So what we're able to do is we can focus by any number of things. So, and really it'll be up to you which way you want to go. We can focus by zip code or city or just general geographic area. We can also at the same time focus in on those exact type of jobs that you want that are more preferable for you. So you had mentioned that you were going to be putting, it sounds like, more of the residential solar and roofing on the website so that those residential customers could find you.
That's true. I find that less of the commercial work anyway comes from online advertising.
A lot
more of that is relationship driven, whereas the homeowner is going to do the online searching, and that's the stuff that you're going to get from, your Facebook and Googles.
Exactly.
There is some, but I'm going to have to pay attention to see how much those cost and whether or not it's a worthwhile endeavor to try and market myself to more commercial or, in the end of it, I am limited by how much I can build. So if my residential is all up, there's no point. Yeah. I can't, get some more work. But I think definitely residential is the ideal focus for this to start and then moving that.
Perfect. And that makes perfect sense. And you are absolutely right. You definitely know what you're talking about. Bill, you got a good hire. It's awesome that you can communicate. It'll just make our calls that much, much more solid. So yes, certainly. You're absolutely right. The folks that are searching online for services like yours, like solar and like roofing, are the residential folks. And the nice thing is when they're searching, they want it right now. Of course, we all kind of do, right? You make up your mind about something and you want to go after it and you want it to be yours, right? That's kind of how we are. So I lost my train of thought there for a moment. Someone pinged me, and I lost my train. But, yes, it's the residential customers that are searching for you online. And you probably find yourself doing this, too. You dial right from the Google search, right? Right from the screen.
Yeah, no, that's personally, it just happened to me a couple of days ago. Did the exact same
thing.
Yep. I didn't want to fill out a form, and I absolutely wanted to speak to somebody to at least answer my question or get to the next step. So, yes.
Right. And that's what the residential customers want. So that's perfect thinking. So, did you say something, Bobby?
No, sorry. I was just moving a bag around. I got into a car.
Oh, no worries. No worries. I just didn't want to miss anything you were saying. So we had a listing become available for your area, and it's an exclusive listing. So what would happen is once we would start working with you on that first page placement, sorry, it's been a tongue twister all day, we close down the category. So as long as we're working with you, we wouldn't work with anyone else in the area who also offers the same services. So, of course, you know the benefit then of being the only ones promoted and being worked up in the search engines, right?
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. I very much understand. And I think a lot of what we're going to need help on in the long term is, again, managing the Google AdWords once the campaign's up.
Sure.
Because when it comes to creating the campaigns, I'm sure that myself and coworker are going to do a lot of just hands-on management and reviewing it daily to see which ones are
working. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's wise, definitely. So one of the things that we'll do, too, is we'll set up a customized dashboard for you. It's a reporting dashboard. So you'll be able to see in real time, well, of course, what keywords you're listed for, what areas you're listed for. We can change those at any time as things change for your business. We can add and subtract keywords. No problem there. And we can also make adjustments to area if and as you need it. And so let me ask you this. Do you want to start out with local SEO and running AdWords all at the same time? Or do you want to kind of gradually work into it, maybe get the SEO started and then add AdWords later on? What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's probably what we'll do. Do you guys do any of the content creation on the SEO side and all of that? Or?
Yes, actually we do. Yeah. We certainly do.
Okay.
So one of the first things that'll happen when we start working together, and one, in fact, as soon as we get you everything set up on just on my end with you, I'll set up a meeting with you and one of our techs, and they'll sit down with you. They're going to be doing quality control first and foremost, so making sure that I've taken all of your business information down accurately. The T's and the I's are dotted and crossed where they should be, not missing any info. And then working with you to get photos, things like that, work on keywords, which keywords you want to use, and we'll collaborate with you so that you're getting the keyword coverage that you want and need, and we're hitting what
yep.
you need.
Certainly. So I think that's definitely what we need the most, Bill, and this is what you know, we've been discussing on and off, is that we need more content to fill the pages in order to and unique content. It can't be taken from anywhere else because it's not going to drive you to them, because the Internet's much smarter than you copying somebody else's homework.
Exactly.
So
they can.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Google knows. Google can
yeah,
tell
I know
plagiarism.
I know it knows. Trust me.
Scary, right?
I know all too well. So at the end of it, I just need some help. I was going to actually suggest somebody that I knew from a previous company to come in and sit down with Bill and John and take what's in their head and then get it into, you know, verbalize it onto words so I can then get it into the right place on the page. And I'm sure that working with Oliver, who is my coworker, will be great because he, you know, not anything's going to be an image on the page. We need everything to be text so it can be read by the Internet and disseminated and realize that it is unique. You know, too many times I run into companies that just have images on their website, which have that in the image, and it actually isn't doing anything for their SEO.
You're absolutely right.
That's definitely the right place to start, because that's where we're lacking right now. And to be totally honest, I can't take on the physically writing all of the content at the moment. I can take on the drone imagery and all of the other, you know, imagery necessary from jobs. But I would love, you know, I think the artist to work by putting everything into words in those two guys' heads.
Sure, and that makes absolute sense. I know sometimes as an owner, sometimes it's hard to get out what we mean. I've been there. Sometimes it takes somebody prodding a little bit and asking the right questions to get it out of us.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, sometimes it takes somebody that's not, you know, so technically to the technology, because I
I'm very technical when it comes to solar. I've worked in solar for 10 years, and I worked on the commercial side for the majority of it. So what I want to hear and say is not what a resident wants to hear, which is why I was thinking about bringing her in, who has background in residential solar from two large groups.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's I think you guys could also serve that role, because we're trying to speak to the common resident and homeowner, not the
right.
expert who also owns a home.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right. So we need to speak in layman's terms that they can understand. And that is truly, I'm glad you realized that, because that is what I see as the biggest gap between a company like yours, which is successful already and wanting to grow, and a company that isn't successful. There's a huge gap between being able to talk to a client in their, in terms they'll understand as a homeowner. You know, a lot of times some of the terms we throw out being in construction, homeowner will just give you a deer in the headlights stare. They don't know what you're talking about, because we threw an acronym that we know, but they don't. And so, yeah, we need to be able to speak in their language, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, and uniquely in their language, in a way that somebody else hasn't written it. And to be honest with you, you guys have the manpower in order to do so, whereas I am one human and I can only read so many websites and make my – you guys have the technology as well to tell how unique it is compared to myself, who will only
yes.
sit there and play guessing check with how many leads I'm getting on a daily basis based on my spend.
Right, right.
And all the other stuff that I get analytics on.
Exactly. Well, and nice, you know, being able to look at that dashboard, too, and see what's going on in your account. We want you to know the progress that we're making for you. It's important to us, because if we're not doing any good for you and we're not getting you phone calls, well, we don't expect you to stick around. So it's important to be able to see that progress, and definitely, you don't want to go blind. Okay.
No, yeah, absolutely. Understandable.
Anything else that you can think of? Any questions you have for me about how we work or what to expect that I can answer for you?
No, I think is there a chance I can see a sample dashboard, even if it's just, JPEG images of what the dashboards do look like? And do you know what platform they're built in? Is it like a Tableau or a Power BI or?
Platform, I don't know. And I can
okay.
definitely send you an email. Let me get over to another
screen.
Yeah, I
just want to know if it's like, I do a lot of work with Power BI, and I, can integrate mm-hmm. Google Analytics through Power BI, and I wonder if it's, more or less something like that, or how proprietary it might be.
Gotcha. Okay.
A little bit of the back end with our marketing team at my last company.
Bobby, what's your email address? I've got Bill.
Robert,
I'll take your
email. Yep, Robert Grimaldi at Yahoo. And Grimaldi is spelled Grimaldi.
Okay. Robert Grimaldi.
That sounds correct.
Yahoo.com.
Yep.
I'm going to pop over to my email real quick, and I'm going to drop you an email right now, and it'll have info about our analytics. In fact, I'm going to send you a couple emails, and you've just got them in front of you. Give me just a second to pop over. All right. And you know what, Bill? I'm going to copy you on here, too, unless you'd rather
Please.
Not. Okay.
No,
good.
I actually would.
Super. You got it. I will put both of you on here. All right. That first one is on the way. So that talks about our analytics and the dashboard. And I'm going to send you one other one here. And that one is just going to be Google and Facebook marketing, which also covers, of course, Google and Facebook advertising. Now, I do want to caution you, though, when you look at prices, please ignore them. Anything that's online or on that email, it was kind of nice, Bill, that you waited until today, because our manager threw us an Easter promo code this morning, so I can get you a discount. So, hey, that's just, Even better. So, yeah, that's all going to be retail listed there, so just ignore the prices. And...
okay, I was going to argue with them anyway. I'll argue
with them. So, there you go. All right.
If there's one thing I learned from my last CEO is the best price is not ever the best price. Unfortunately, I had to learn that lesson by getting yelled at a lot, so...
Oh, well, let's try to not get you yelled at. Bill, you're not going to yell at him, are you?
Maybe not now.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Cool. Cool. You guys sound like you... So hopefully those emails are at least close to you by now. And I'll let you look those over. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you can think of any as you look at them. Hopefully there's something in there that'll kind of help you with what you were looking for too, Bobby.
Yeah, you can go, Bill.
No, I was just going to say, so I pulled up the very first one, and for some reason, it's not all the pictures or the graphics are not populating. So maybe I'll try it on my other laptop later.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know why. I've got a bunch of question marks instead of graphics. So, and you're saying that there will be pricing somewhere here?
There's pricing may appear in that email, and it's definitely on our website, but again, disregard. It'll be retail. So tell you what, let's get to that too. I think you both obviously know the value in getting placed on the first page of Google. That's why you're looking into it. So we don't need to go through any of the can you see this happening type questions, I'm sure, right?
Right.
Good. Yep, okay. Yep. I don't want to insult you. So how it works, everything is based on month to month. We don't do long-term contracts whatsoever. Everything is month to month, and it's based on a flat rate. So normally, so the retail you're going to see is $3.99 a month, but the Easter Bunny promo code that our manager gave us this morning puts that down to $2.49 a month, and then a $99 one-time setup fee. The setup fee is to cover programming content creation on our end, and it is just one time. And then going forward, month to month, it's just $2.49. You can cancel at any time, no penalties, no buyouts. The more leads you get from our efforts, as far as we're concerned, the better. We don't care how many you get. You could get a gazillion, and your price is still locked in at that $2.49 a month. And as long as you're a client of ours, it's locked in for life. So that's what it will always be, regardless of inflation or what our prices do later on. And
so,
then, of course, we do, yeah.
Okay, so but I see the note here which says exclusive local listing, and then it says one business per category per service area. So my question is maybe if you could send us a list of what your categories are and how you map out your service areas.
You bet. So the exact area that we target is going to depend on you. So we've got the general area around Bridgewater that's open now, and we can work in a radius or a zip code or by city or county, whichever works best for you, and that is entirely up to you. And so let me see what category they were.
My major suggestion with a lot of this stuff is typically to pull the list of municipalities and zip codes that you want to be in, because then we can target down to those, and it's important to have those words show up on your website in order to get those. So, you know, if we can get a list of all the towns that we want to be doing work in and we want to start targeting, that's going to be the best way for us to disseminate that. And I assume it's going to be some sort of, like, I don't know, 50 to 100 mile round, you know, your guys' areas down there, Flemington, Bridgewater.
So let's
thinking the same way I am.
So let's say, for example, we want to start off and we choose solar and roofing for a 50-mile radius around Bridgewater. How much is that per month?
$2.49. So I'll clarify. I think I know what you mean. I think so what you read, Bill, was one, I think it was one business per category per something. What they mean there is, if you own two different businesses, I could only list one of those businesses for the $249 a month. The second business, we would have to set up another account and do that one separately. But as far as Intera is concerned, you can have multiple keywords. We can use residential solar, residential roofing. We can hit all of them for you. And we can even exclude things that you don't want to do. In other words, we don't target for the things you don't want to do. So hopefully that clarifies it, makes it a little more clear for you.
The reason I'm asking, because as I mentioned, we are using Angie's list.
Mm-hmm.
We are using Howe's. Howe's has a slightly different model, but a very different pricing model. And theirs is by service, by geography. Relatively small region. So it might be, let's just say we are like around Bridgewater. It might be, they charge me X number of dollars for solar within 15 miles of Bridgewater. Then there's a separate monthly charge for general contracting around Bridgewater, and then a separate one for roofing around. That's why I wanted to make sure that.
Wow.
So that is a different model. So.
Yeah, definitely. So yes, we can use all of those keywords. We can use general contractor. If you like doing, just thinking under the headline of general contractor, if you wanted to list bathroom and kitchen remodels, we can do that too, and it's still just the $249. So we can use all those keywords for all of your services. Absolutely.
Okay, so then Bobby, this is where I'm not familiar with it. I think you were talking about at the top of the call was now there is an incremental charge for every keyword we use, correct? And that's an additional charge per month. You were talking about like not New Jersey.
Not really. So keyword really is how you frame your content. The keywords is like how you make sure these keywords show up on your website and then get recognized by the internet so that they can acknowledge that when people look these keywords up, your website has these words, the most forefront. So it's going to bring you to the first page. So what they're going to do is rework how we word our website in order to properly get us on the first page. But what they need are the keywords in order to write the content for the website.
Okay, but didn't you say something about you were going to focus on like Edison Solar and Metuchen Solar versus New Jersey Solar? And I just want to make sure I understood why.
Yeah, so we're going to need to use those keywords rather than, the New Jersey words. We're going to end up using a lot of different, the keywords, a lot of it is going to end up, we're going to use the same list of stuff for homes, et cetera, on the different pages, solar, residentially, in order to drive them to it. And I don't know exactly how, the content's going to be phrased or worded, but that's what it's going to be. And each page is going to be, unique to the different services as we're going to set up the website, because somebody that's going to look for solar doesn't need to see the page about home and bathroom. And so I think it's just about making sure that we have all of our services outlined, and then we develop a comprehensive website that's also not cumbersome.
Okay. So let me ask you, just so I understand kind of the mechanics behind it. So let's just say I'm a homeowner, and I search for solar in Flemington, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be taken to, if I'm using Google, I'm going to be taken to a page, and it might say Intera. If someone clicks on that, where are they going? Are they going to a landing page that you and Oliver are working on just from that click on the link, or are they going to a, some other area from local slash?
You asking me or Bobby?
Either. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. So we would be focusing on your overall domain name. So what we want to do is drive traffic to the same place, so all to that same main website, and then your customers can move around from there. If we if we start doing,
Can you hold on just one second, Gail?
Absolutely.
Yep.
No worries.
One second. I think we lost Bobby.
Oh.
Hey, I'm sorry, Gail, to interrupt you, but Bobby had just dropped, so he just dialed back in.
Oh, so okay, no worries. We got him back. Okay, cool.
So basically, you were just saying that whenever I click on that link, it's just going to be diverted to one of the landing pages or a website that Bobby's creating. Okay,
it should be the most relevant page, right? It would be technically,
yes,
because it's not going to say residential solar on the home modeling bathroom one. So it's going to bring you to the most relevant page. So if it's Interior.net/residential solar, you know, that's where it will bring you. If you're looking up bathrooms in Flemington, it'll be interior.net/, you know, residential bathroom or whatever the actual URL is.
Okay.
Bobby's got it.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys got
it. The internet's a pretty capably smart thing, and it makes sense once you think about it.
It's amazing, really, where technology has gone and what we're capable of now, you know. A few years ago, you wouldn't have been able to dial in the way we're talking about, right? I mean, it wasn't there.
I'm not in a... I've lived my whole life this way, so I don't know it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good.
My other question, Bobby, is, and maybe this is, and I know you haven't been that involved in the Angie's or the House discussions, but I believe both of those have kind of a pseudo one-page interior page for us that's set up.
Yes.
So I don't know, you know, if we want to make sure that something doesn't get diverted there, or we leverage that however we want to leverage it. So let's talk about that after, you know, offline with Gail.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to have much of an issue. I think a lot of that's going to come from when the people search up Angie's. You know, Angie's is not going to show up under any relevant search because it has no meaning unless the word Angie's is in there. It's pretty quick to throw that stuff away. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a conflict with anything else for Joey, that we just didn't get inadvertently ending up on an Angie's, and now I'm paying twice for a lead. Okay, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're not going to get people driven there. Yeah.
Definitely. And if I may, too, no, we would not direct our work for you toward the Angie site. Our goal is to get those people calling you directly. I mean, right from their search screen on Google to your business phone. You can quote them. You can ignore them if you want to. But, of course, you're going to probably want the business. But you can quote them how you want to. If it's a job that you just don't want to do, or if it's in a bad area, you know, maybe it's too far out, or if it's in a notoriously bad area where your truck is going to get stripped while it's sitting there, maybe we want to avoid those zip codes, and we can do that too. So it'll all go right to you, not to Angie's or House or anywhere else. That'll be going right to you.
So we're going to set everything up for the most part right now with I downloaded some form of Google Forms of some sort that'll integrate directly to an email and maybe just a basic CRM while we wait to integrate a more robust solution like QuickBase or Salesforce in the future. But in the meantime, the email should be more than sufficient so we could follow up immediately if they leave a phone number and immediately call up.
Good. Okay.
And your lead captures on the website are fantastic. That's obviously something people like to use.
Yep.
And good way to, I assume you're probably, you mentioned Salesforce and a couple of other CRMs. You probably looking to do drip campaigns on them, I would assume.
In the future, I think, I think QuickBase is really where my heart is when it comes to actual long-term solutions because it's just more capable from an open source standpoint.
Sure.
It's also much cheaper than Salesforce when it comes to a per user. That's probably where we'll lean. And I have a number of contacts that I've worked with that have a great deal of experience with QuickBase. So I would need to leverage. I like to leverage people I know.
Nice.
Okay.
I've actually never used it, so that's good to know. That helps me too. If anyone else asks about it, QuickBase.
Yeah. Know that. I'm gonna go look. the most common, I would say, competitor to Salesforce. I don't really think I could think of any other group that I would say is, you know, anywhere near that level of battle.
That's good to know.
Pretty much the world, unfortunately, when that's why they get to charge an arm and a leg.
And they are expensive. I had looked at one point, but I've never heard of QuickBase. I will check them out. I appreciate the info. Thank you.
Transitioned a company from QuickBase to Salesforce, and I'll tell you my per user, my license price has probably gone up about, I think it's like 66%, 67%. You know, that's a very big expense to begin with in companies when you have 500 license users.
It is. Wow, that's steep. I hear you then going with QuickBase.
You know what? They made their bet and I integrated, so
hey, there you go.
Yep.
There you go. So, any other thoughts? Oh, I know. I did want to come back. I wanted to just touch base again about the Google AdWords. We hadn't really talked about that. So what I quoted you doesn't include AdWords. What I was thinking was maybe we want to look at adding that on later, get you started with the SEO, let you get your website wrapped up, get that all done before we start spending those expensive dollars on the ads. Okay.
Yeah, I think our intention is probably to look to do about $1,500 a month. And to be honest with you, we might do it internally. We might bring it to you guys. I would just have to figure out, you know, what in addition to our spend is the charge. Is, you know, what's the? I guess you probably charge a fee on every dollar we spend on ads.
So actually, I can go over our Google Ads package with you too. So the price is going to look different. So this includes, maybe this might actually work for you anyway. I'm just going to cut to the chase and plug in our promo code for you right off the bat. I won't bother with retail. So
is it a monthly?
It is. So monthly local SEO, which is everything we've been talking about, and then adding up to $300 worth of Google ads is actually $549 a month. So very close. You're really just paying for that other $300 in Google ads.
Okay. Above and we create the content, I assume, where we get the imagery, provide the imagery, and then somebody would put the content together from there?
Yes. You got it. That's exactly right.
You guys are like a really low-cost employee.
Kind of, yes. We try to do our best. We're here to help you guys. Coming out of construction myself was kind of why I came here, because we went through the same struggles as far as, okay, where do we find good, solid customers? We focused on residential as well. We did a little bit of commercial, but our bread and butter was in residential. And so we wanted to focus on residential. We tried everything. We tried the lead sales services and paying per pop. We tried, oh, man, we tried door hangers. We tried mailers. We tried nothing worked. And what actually ended up working for us ultimately was SEO. And that, I have to tell you, my horror story, we were ripped off by an SEO company before I found Local Splash. So when I found them and they did what they said they were going to do, they not only had a customer for life, but when I gave up construction, I came here because I wanted to work with people in the trades, because that's where I came from. So it's kind of a natural.
You're the second person that's kind of done that. I recently started working with somebody at NetSuite in a group called Blue Banyan, and what they have is it's essentially a solar CRM platform that integrates directly with NetSuite for the financial side. So what it does is it allows you to deal with your whole project from even point of sale all the way through to completion and track it all within their solar success platform, which automatically will update your NetSuite. So it makes life easy if you you know, need to run everything as, you know, two people running a whole solar company. And he actually came from a solar company that he owned, and he sold the company and then left to go do sales and tech side for Blue Banyan because he loved the software so much and the product for his own company and succeeded so much that he decided that rather than build a new company, he's just going to go sell the thing that helped him make his solar company successful. So it's kind of, you know, the same story that I'm hearing here, which it's been
that's
a very
cool.
successful story there. So I like
that's
to believe
cool.
that story is the right one.
You know, I grew up in the trades. My dad was a journeyman electrician, as was his dad and two of my uncles and various cousins, brothers, and sisters that were in everything from carpentry to finish work to roofing to, I mean, I chewed on nails growing up. So I kind of couldn't help but go into construction when I became of age. I just kind of went a different route about it, but I still enjoy being around blue collar people. I'm not a stuffed shirt, white collar person by nature. So. Yeah, I like work.
Yeah, I'm a punk rocker at heart, but I do finance, so
all right.
I have a little of everything. I can relate
awesome.
To just about everyone. But yeah, no, awesome. I definitely think that the pricing is more than adequate. I think that my only suggestion to Bill here would probably be, you know, if we could lock in that Easter promo for when we do add AdWords in the future, that would be great. But I would rather, you know, start without it and then add it on. I just hope that it's not, you know, $700 rather than the $500 and change that was quoted now.
No,
and I'm
going to
move you up till it is $500 and change or whatever it is that you quoted now. Easter promo, so, you know, I know how
and
you already gave me a number and it's not going up.
You bet, and I will do my best to get a better price for you if perhaps that, I don't know why that package would be more, but yeah, I mean, just a little bit down the road. But yeah, I will get the best price
yep.
for you when we cross that bridge.
Okay, and Bill, you heard it here first. I'm happy with the 540. We can beat them up a little bit, but you know,
yep.
that's up to you. I let you guys do the principles of your faith.
Sure. So I just want to make sure. So it would be, so at the end, it would be the 249 plus the 549?
Oh, no.
549 was inclusive of the 249.
Okay, okay, got it. Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
Last
okay.
question for me. What would it look like in regard to working with my web dev group, or just Oliver, his name is? So when you guys start helping create that content, would it be passed over in Word document and then I can embed it directly onto the page as text and we work from there?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know if they'll send it to you in Word format or not. I'm
okay.
certain you can request it. I mean, we obviously write it in something and it has to get to you. So we'll make sure we get it to you in a format.
Okay.
You can use. So,
and if they
yeah,
have any questions, we use WordPress for all of our websites.
Okay.
So everything's done in WordPress, and we can do all the development side on our side.
Okay.
Content creation is the only thing that I would love for you guys, because I mean, being SEO, that's what you guys have to do anyway, is reword the stuff that's written. So yeah, that would be the greatest help in the entire world to getting this website up and launched and looking sleek.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, it would be an honor to help you guys. It definitely would.
Yeah, I appreciate everything, and I think we're in the right place, and I would love to see us get, you know, in the next couple months on those first pages, and then we can start talking about, you know, $1,500 a month going into some online campaigns to force some more people to give us their information.
Exactly. Good. And I think that's a smart move. Really, I do. Let's get the SEO started, let you get your website finished, and then add those AdWords on when you're ready for them.
Absolutely, and
okay.
I think we'll start crawling quickly, and from there we'll be running.
Awesome.
So, Gail, what's the next step? Do you send over a contract? How do we, you know, talk about, you know, getting...
Good question. So I can do that right now. Actually, now is preferable so we can catch you that Easter promo code on there. And it'll only take us about, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Do you need Bobby for anything else? I just don't want him to, if we're just talking contracts, I mean, you're welcome to stay, Bobby.
No, I'm just driving down the good old parkway going north. I was at the warehouse
okay.
for today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready. Yeah, whatever you need to do, I'm sitting in my computer, so if you need to send me anything to look at it.
Yeah. So I think that after a contract is that we'll probably start those. You'll have a conversation and meeting with John and Bill and get the pass this information out of their heads and on paper?
Yes, and just so you know too, Bobby, so what I'll do with Bill is get all the billing and everything, of course, done, but I'm going to set up on, we call it an interview. It's a sit-down. We block out an hour, and that's with one of our techs, and I'll actually have our tech sit down with Bill and John. That way they get all the information directly. I'll get a good chunk of it here, but they'll go back through and re-verify and get deeper into keywords and such.
Sure. I get it. All they need to know is what we do and where we want to do it, and they're the experts.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And likewise, we'll need your input, too.
I got nothing but words.
There you go.
All right. And, yeah, Bobby, you're welcome to stay on the line, but if you've got something else to get to, Bill and I can wrap up here.
Okay. I will drop then, and I will start making my other calls. I appreciate everything. And, Bill, I guess we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, whenever.
If you want to stop by and check out our warehouse.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do that? Why don't you just drop me a note with the address of the new warehouse? And I've got an appointment first thing in the morning around 8:30, but I could probably stop over later in the morning.
All right. Maybe I can even have some samples for you to bring home to the kids to wear.
Nice. Awesome.
I need people wearing my... I'm starting a clothing company. I need people to start wearing my clothing and all that fun stuff. So,
cool.
I appreciate everything, everyone, and we'll be talking.
Thanks, Bobby.
Likewise. Thank you, Bobby. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay.
Well, then, I guess we proceed then, Bill.
Yep. Ready.
Okay. So I've got to go through a few screens, and I apologize in advance. Some of this is going to be a little bit redundant. I do double and quadruple in some cases, double check info, so we've got it all right.
Sure.
So first is just general contact info. So I've got Bill, B-I-L-L, Ogle, O-G-L-E, and I've got your address or email address as bill.ogle@intira.net. spelled I-N-T-I-R-A .net. Okay.
Yep.
And I've got your number as 908-307-5500.
Correct.
And that's your cell phone, right?
It is.
Okay, super. And is the business phone number different?
So we basically have if you're familiar with like a Regis office, we just have an 800 number.
Okay.
Hardly anyone to be used, but our cell phone is best. We may update it at some later point, but use the cell phone for now.
Okay, no problem. And whenever you're ready to change that, just let us know and we can make that change. And then I sent you those two emails. I'm not going to send them to you again. Normally they ask me to send those two emails to you at this point, but you already got them. But I am going to pop over here and send you a couple of text messages. And I want to make sure that those are making it through too. And these are just going to be informational. One of them is going to be my contact information so that you've got that in your phone and handy. And then the other one is going to be customer service. Get those sent to you. And you don't need to do anything with them right now. Just make sure that they made it there and didn't go off into oblivion somewhere. So first one is on its way. And that is my contact info. And then there goes the second text.
Yep.
That one's customer service. Fantastic. And then I'm going to send one more. This is just a YouTube video, a little bit more about how we work, what you can expect. Again, informational. You can check it out later when you have a minute. And that one's off on its way to you. Okay. And then... business info. So I got I-N-T-I-R-A comma LLC. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then I've got your address listed as 991 Route 22, Suite 200.
Bridgewater.
Okay, and perfect.
Bridgewater, New Jersey, 08807.
08807. Super.
Oh, yeah, 08807. Correct.
Oh, 8807. Okay, good. All right. And I plunk your website address in over here. and get that updated. Super. Okay, that's good to go. Now, if I could have you look at your calendar, I'm going to get you scheduled with that sit down with our tech. And if you want to have Bobby on that call, you can do that
sure.
too. I mean, with you or by himself, whichever.
Yeah, I think I'd like to get him involved as much, especially early on. He'll defer if it's something that's not for him. He'll just go on to something else, too.
You bet. Perfect. Perfect. So let me take a look at Monday. So Monday's, you know, it's looking a little booked, but let me see what we've got. So the earliest I could do on Monday would be noon. I've got a noon or a 1. Oh, I take that back. I've actually got an 11, a noon, or a 1.
Why don't we shoot for noon? If you can send me an invite for it.
I will. In fact, I will do that here right now. So, that was from, we said Monday, right?
Correct.
Okay. I had to double check. I actually was looking at Tuesday, but it is open Monday. So, Monday at noon. And once I get this set up, it'll take me just a second to key a few things in. I'm going to put in this calendar appointment, and I'll be inviting you, and then also the other address that will appear is, it's called Client Interviews, is the email address that you'll see, but that's our tech. And that put in. Okay, so I've got you for noon on Monday the 18th. Get your email address in that appointment. Well, I'm excited for you, Bill. I think this is going to do good things, and it sounds like we caught you at just the right time, and too. So that's wonderful. I'm glad you didn't get into something else that wasn't going to do what you wanted.
Yep, and you could replace Andrew's list. I think we're still got a longer term contract for Howes, but at least. Potentially getting out of Angie's list would help.
That would be awesome. I know how expensive it gets. It is just insane. So that's the goal of a lot of our clients is to get off those expensive lead sell services. You kind of get stuck in a vicious cycle, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. So that... you should have an email and a text on the way to you, both with that calendar appointment. So if you could check for that and see if it made it yet.
Let me just check. So I got the customer service number, and you're saying I should have another email?
Yep, there should be an email and or a text coming with that calendar appointment.
Let me see. Yeah, I do have an invitation for Monday the 18th.
Perfect. Awesome. If you could just hit accept on that to let them know you'll be there, that would be great.
Yeah.
You got it. I'm going to punch through a couple of other screens. Will you do that? There we go.
Okay, looks like it accepted, yep.
Awesome, good. And, all right, I don't need your credit card info yet. I just need to know, is your name the name that appears on the credit card, Bill Ogle?
It's actually William, so
gotcha.
Under William Ogle.
All right. And you're an authorized user on your account with Local Splash as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And best phone number to reach, I assume, is a cell phone.
It is.
Awesome. Some of these things, luckily, I can just copy and paste over and make it a little bit easier. Okay, services. So, do we want to list just general construction? First question.
So I would say that if we could... The three that we probably want to focus on is solar, roofing, mm-hmm. and general contracting.
Okay. And perfect. I've got all three of those. Yeah. grab another link over here quick. And Gail, it helps if you put it in the right spot. Perfect. And so it's asking other services. So you're using House currently. So UZZ and you're using Angie. Any other services that you're using or besides Angie and House for now?
No.
Okay, great. And I've got your interview in there. And do you have a Facebook business page, Bill?
Say that again?
Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yeah, you know what? I think we do.
Okay.
I mean, I think my son set it up 3-4 years ago. Yeah, so I think we do have a Facebook page, correct?
Awesome, awesome. I'm just going to make a note in here that you do have one, but if there's any chance you could get that before Monday when you sit down with our tech, that would be great because we'll make sure that that's got all the right wording and we can use that in your searches as well so that if someone's looking on Facebook for you, they stand a better chance of finding you there too. So we can use that to your advantage.
Sure.
All right. And you don't need a web page put up. And for right now, what do you want to say as your specific target areas? Do you want to do by city, county, zip? We can just do something preliminary.
So why don't we just put a 50-mile radius outside of Bridgewater, if that's possible. I don't know if that's too big or not.
Nope, we can certainly do that. Oh, there we go. And then, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Text is fine.
Okay. And are you required to be licensed in New Jersey as a GC?
We are.
Okay. And I assume you are licensed then.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think we just renewed the end of March.
Super. All right. So I'm just going to tell it yes. And then it'll like me for that. Okay. And then I need to put another reminder in here for our tech real quick. Once again, click the right thing, it'll help. And we are scheduled for Monday, April 18th at noon on the button. Perfect. All right. They've got that extra little reminder in there. We can switch over to billing. Let me get this package set up here real quick. And I want to get that discount code in here because I want you to definitely use that. And did I tell you what the retail was on it, what you saved?
You said, I think, $3.99.
Yeah, yeah. That's
great. Yeah, that's good.
I love I love saving you guys money.
Yep.
Dude, it just makes my job that much more fun. I mean, I came here to help people like you and me, so makes it more fun when I can.
Great.
Okay, perfect. Got that. All right, super, so that went in fine. Okay, now I'm to billing info. So now I need everything as it appears on your credit card.
It's a Visa.
Okay, and is it under William?
It's under William L., like Lee, and then Ogre.
Gotcha. Glad we asked. Okay, and then there's the